passage that you've often quoted to your little children, perhaps, and put on the boards. You are noted to put these things on placards here in a wonderful way. And I've been here many times at Vacation Bible Schools and observed all the type of done things that are done in classrooms. Isaiah 55, verses 8 and 9. My ways are not your ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. The idea of our thinking and our ways is most of the time by what we see and the outward appearance. And when Paul addressed the brethren at Corinth in 2 Corinthians 4:16 and said, though our outward man perish, yet our inward man is renewed day by day. I've had the occasion to visit a couple of Christian ladies over the last few days. They're in their declining hours and days of this earthly life. And talking about things that were common to us for just a few minutes, family and the like, and then talking about things that were eternal in the Word of God, I turned to say to them, each one, are there certain things on your mind at a time like this? These Christian ladies confided in me that that was the case, that their minds were filled with many thoughts. Their hope was that they were with the Lord and had faithfully served Him through the years, and that He would bless them eternally hereafter. And I mentioned that, you know, the Bible did not keep this as just a secret to us. That the Apostle Paul, servant of the Lord, wrote in 2 Corinthians 4:16 that the outward man is perishing. He's getting older, more decrepit, less able to do, less strength to do. The outward man is perishing. You're in that status right now. Morphine has to be added to the daily menu for one of the good sisters and the other one soon to be, to endure the pains of the disease that she has. The outward man perishes. But what about your inward man? And each one revived. Each one said, isn't that a wonderful thing? Isn't that what the Lord planned for us? To inwardly be renewed day by day. I've missed that for so many times in my life. Rearing children and the like, activities coming here and yonder, going there. Busy, busy with the outward things of life. Forgot about the Lord yet is with me. The Lord yet I stand with. The Lord yet I participate with. You know, we find out that our lives are much like that. We are not lying upon a bed of passing this morning. We may be closer than we think to that accidental event or that sudden event that takes us from this life to life's other side. But it is the case that in our daily walk of life, we need to be sure that we remember the outward man is perishing. What about your inward man? That inner being that is day by day being renewed. Oh, what a blessing it is. This promise that is given of 2 Corinthians 1:3-5 is a wonderful, wonderful blessing. The comfort that comes to us because of God and His Word. Let's go back to the beginning in which we obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ and take a look at our lives. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. We recognize that. And so at the beginning of our journey, we found ourselves looking at God's Word. And that's exactly what we read in Romans 10:17, is not? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. the Lord intended for us to believe according to his teaching. His word is given. In fact, he wanted us to defend his word by the words that are spoken. In 1 John chapter 4, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they be of God. How do we go about trying the spirits whether they be of God? I said, you said, we fuss and argue, we get mad and we're bitter, we're louder than the other person, and we prove that to be wrong on the other person's part. No, that's not the way at all. He goes on down to tell us in 1 John 4, verses 4, 5, and 6, it is by the words that are spoken. Hereby know we the truth and error. By words that are spoken, by words that are used. If the words do not match up with the Lord's teaching, if it's not consistent with the Lord's principles, for example, in hearing the gospel of Jesus Christ, we knew that we needed to be of certain age and ability mentally to hear the message of the Lord. That this wouldn't apply to little children. It wouldn't apply to little infants. They found themselves, according to Jesus' words in Matthew 18, in a place of innocence. And in this particular spot, we are preaching and teaching the word of the Lord, and it's to people who can receive it, can understand it. And once we hear that word of the Lord, we either accept that this is the way the Lord has taught us to believe and practice. And so, as we chose to obey the gospel of Jesus Christ in repenting of our sins, Luke 13:3, in confessing our faith in him, Matthew 10:32, and being baptized into Christ, as you read of the Great Commission time of Mark 16:15-16. In each one of those elements, we had a faith that believed we were pleasing God. As we believed, repented, confessed the Lord, were baptized, we believed that as we began to live the Christian life, we were to be watchful and prayerful that we enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. In Matthew 26:41, we note in this particular regard that our Lord Jesus pointed out to us how we are to live. And as we face uncertainties in life, we find a profound blessing of God when we are comforted of his word, living a life by that faith, and living in such a way that we believe. We trust him that there were special things spiritually that took place with our inner man as we became renewed. And day by day that renewal has continued as his word I've read and followed.